This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Oh, heck yeah.
What makes you very uncomfortable, Joe?
We're going to get right off to it. First off, oh my God, I missed the game and I watched it back this morning.
You talking about the gag job of the century?
Oh my goodness. Are we going to have to rename them the New York Heimlichs?
Can we get Hans Perez, that Pacer fan that we were talking about a couple days ago? Where's he at?
Is he walking
around the streets?
Oh my goodness.
Are they still throwing garbage on him?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, the New York Knicks.
What a gag job.
What, one of the worst losses. And this is saying something, because the Knicks have had some choke jobs, as we know, legitimately. Reggie Miller on line one, Tyrese Halliburton snatching the soul of New York City yesterday on full display.
You sent me the link?
Oh my God.
And it was a Pornhub link.
Well, okay, what was that?
Such a bad gag job.
Oh God, Jesus. 6:07 in the morning.
That's not a number. That's an F.
No, that's a flag.
That's a double X.
No, that's a flagrant.
Can we play the show open again? Just start over.
No, that's a flagrant one. That's a flagrant one.
Funny?
Flagrant two, and you're out of here.
What?
And then you can start a 5-day weekend.
You guys
all right?
Will learn this.
That's a Draymond Green. That's a suspension right there.
When I can sniff a huge weekend, all right?
Sniff it.
Oh, we'll get into
Don't
that.
Don't say sniff.
All right?
Sniffing
your
again.
Boy's been mailing it in. I already lost my voice.
Your boy's been. 3 minutes into the show, your boy's mailing it in today.
Hey, APB, if you're out there and you own a restaurant, I'm starving.
Oh.
Like, send us something. We're dying.
I feel like we need to restart this show now.
Oh, we're good.
You know what happened? This is what happened. I'll be right with. This is what happened last
night.
Keep
it a buck.
We won the city championship last night.
What does that mean?
For the Olympic Club.
Okay.
The double D opens. Like, it's the basic, any team in the league, the best teams out there.
What sport? What are we talking
softball,
about?
Men's softball. And, you know, it's the highest level of athleticism here in San Francisco. There's no other higher.
Sure.
And so we ended up winning the city championship last night. And I celebrated with half a beer. I haven't had a beer in months, years even.
What kind of beer?
It was a Coors Light, Bud Light, I think.
Okay.
I couldn't even finish
it. So it was like a quarter of an actual beer.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Continue. Pretty much. And dude, I was like, should I even be driving right now? Should I take one of these Waymos? I don't know what I should do.
Waymos are sweet.
And so, you know, I'm hurting this morning. Dead serious. Hurting this morning.
Hurting?
Not really, but I am. And this is where I want to start.
Are you hella hurting?
We'll get into the gag job, okay? But I want to start here. Before the game even starts, we're on the field. And we're playing a team that I'm unfamiliar with. And one of the guys at third base, and he's talking a lot. And I do my casual, like, oh, where are you guys from? Oh, we're from here. And this is a bugaboo for me. And look, you tell me if I'm wrong or if you're wrong or if he's wrong or no one's wrong. It really bugs me. I don't know why. And you can say, Joe, this is some San Francisco elitism. But I go, where are you guys from? We're from here. I go, oh, yeah? So are we. Where are you from? Oh, we're from here. I live in the Mission. Oh, are you from the Mission? I got them all my family lives in the Mission. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I grew up right off of Mission Street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're from around here. No. I went to Reardon. Where did you go? Yeah, I went around here. Bro, don't say you're from the city and me ask the drill down questions and find out you're not from the city.
There's a difference between being from someplace and living in someplace.
Absolutely.
That is a big distinction.
So if I ask Steiny, for example, Steiny, where are you from?
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yes, but I've lived in Oakland for the last 30 years. And as I told him, I consider him a Bay Area native.
Yeah.
Because if you've been here for more than 20, 25 years.
He's lived most of his life here now.
You've set your roots here. Exactly.
Yes. Roots. You got to know your roots.
You chose to come here. And in many ways, it's actually more admirable than just being born somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? Because you've chosen to create a home, a family, a life in a particular region. It's just, for the life of me, when people try to wiggle out, it's like, what are you ashamed of where you're from?
Right.
Some people are, actually. And the worst of all of these particular moments happened many years ago. I'm in Boston, and Carter will get a good kick out of this. And Joe, you might get a good kick out of this. I'm in Boston many years ago. This guy goes, where are you guys from? We go, we're from San Francisco. Me too. And we're like, no way. What part of San Francisco are you from? Oh, well, you know, I'm kind of nearby. Oh, yeah? So my boy Seamus pulls out his ID. I'm from Poplar Street.
Wait. Seamus in Boston? It cannot get more Irish.
His name's Seamus Donovan, too, by the way. Redhead, freckles, everything.
I was thinking O'Neill.
Pulls out his car. He's like, I'm from 2626 Street in the Mission, blah, blah, blah. Pulls out his ID. He used to always do this. He pulls out his ID to prove where he's from. The guy goes, let me see your ID. He goes, bust it out. Where do you think he's from?
San Mateo.
He lives in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Not even California part.
I go, dog, you're not even in the same state. And you're claiming San Francisco.
That's great.
Am I the wrong one? I'm asking.
No.
You don't do that. But like, see, because it gets me excited. Because there's the San Francisco language. And I'm sure every little nook and cranny in the city. I'm sure people from Walnut Creek have this. These intricacies. I'm sure Oakland, wherever. If you say you're from the city, I will say to you, oh, yeah? Either what neighborhood are you from or what school did you go to? Not college. We mean high school. Because if you say high school, I can drill down and I know exactly what era, people that went there. It's like, it's a whole like way of connecting. We call it like the, you know, was it 5 degrees of separation, 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon, whatever the hell they call it.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, I think. Yeah.
But when people say they're from the city and I go, oh yeah, what school or what neighborhood or whatever, I can detect the line like Pinocchio. Your nose is popping through the roof. Why do people do this?
That's loosely
based on my life. Just tell me where you're from.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out that you're a liar.
Well, when you say you're from a certain place, cities are very important. Like, you can't just claim New York City.
Exactly.
If you're from New Jersey, you're from New Jersey.
Yes.
You might have grown up and worked in the city your whole life, but you don't get to claim New York City as your birthplace, the place where
you
live. Like, you could say, like, when you visit there, it's like, Jersey Ken. He works here. He's a producer here. Ken Luttrell.
Yeah.
He's probably hurting very bad. He's a big Knicks fan. He's probably hurting really, really bad. And he's a Mets fan. Yikes, Juan Soto. We'll get into that at some point as well. But, you know, he doesn't claim like he's from Brooklyn. I'm not from the Bronx. I'm from New Jersey, and I grew up rooting for all the New York teams.
Yeah. Okay.
But he never says he's from New York. He doesn't claim that.
No.
Like, there's a big distinction there.
I agree.
And I'm not from Oakland. I've lived in Oakland. I've lived in the East Bay now the last decade. My kids were born there.
But you always say you're from...
I'm from Pacific Grove, Monterey.
Yeah,
there
but you always say Pacific Grove.
Pacific Grove.
You
do.
Really drill
but
down.
But no one knows where that is. They know where the Monterey Bay Aquarium is.
No, but that's
so
different.
I say that.
So like if I'm on the beach in Mexico, for example, right? And I'm walking with my family. I'm walking down the beach and I see somebody. I'm wearing a Giants hat and they go... Are you from San Francisco? I go, yeah, I'm from San Francisco. I'm from San Francisco. It's like, oh, okay. And then I find out through the conversation, actually they live in Hillsboro or they live in Marin or San Francisco. Look, that's totally fine. Like, we're in another part of the country. You see the Giants hat. You say you're from San Francisco. It's the closest big international city. And then after we have the conversation, I find out you live in one of the suburbs. That's totally acceptable.
Yeah.
But when we're walking around and I go, oh, are you from the city? And we're like, No, you don't get to claim it. I'm sorry.
No.
Like, am I the wrong one in this one?
From the city is a big distinction. You could be from the area. You could be from from the Bay. And that's what I say. Like, when you're traveling, first and foremost, if you're ever traveling internationally, always say you're from California, not the United States, because they love California. But for the rest, United States has some sort of, you know, people love to hate us. That's okay. It's the United States. That's what it is. We love to be hated. People hate us. There's a lot of feelings there.
A lot of hate.
A lot of hatred for that guy in particular. But you say California, and then you get into the weeds. So some people don't.
Exactly. You drill down.
Then you say, oh, where in California? Oh, the Bay Area. Because sometimes, or you say San Francisco or Oakland.
Which is totally acceptable because these are big international landmarks.
There you go.
Right? No, but like, it's just, I don't know why. It chaps me to no belief.
And Matt chaps you.
It does. Yeah. Well, okay. Okay, this team's starting the ball. I mean, but like, it's just, here's the thing. Be proud of where you're from. Be proud of where you came up. And it's one thing if you've chosen to make this your home. I actually respect you even more. If you came from somewhere else and you've chosen to make this your home, totally fine, totally acceptable. But if we start going through the checklist and I find out, you know, you're full of crap, who are you kidding?
So what I've garnered here is you take a lot of pride in being from San Francisco. You do. You're a San Francisco native. You're wearing the gear. You
absolutely
will rep San Francisco more so than I think anyone else I've ever met.
I do. And it's also, you know, I'm very proud of my own city. And I don't know if anyone's ever seen The Last Black Man in San Francisco, but there's a famous quote at the end of the movie where he's on the bus and these two women have moved to San Francisco and they're clearly in some sort of tech industry and they're complaining on the bus about all the things they hate about San Francisco. And the kid goes, excuse me, are you from Frisco? And she goes, no. And he goes, look, you can't hate San Francisco if you've never loved it. And it's one of my favorite lines of all time. And I think it's got seven, you know, layers to the statement. And that's how I feel. I hate my city. Well, I also love my city more than anybody. But I hate all the little stuff. I hate the parking tickets. I just got a parking ticket, a driving violation for going too fast on King Street exit at 4 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. I was pissed.
Oh, like a camera one?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm pissed.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to take this up with Mr. Lurie.
I was going to say, let's get the mayor on. Can he fix this?
And we'll get into sports, but I just...
I'm going to pivot to that right now because I feel like you take so much pride in San Francisco. And there's things you love and things you hate about it. And I think that's how New York Knicks fans are feeling right now.
100%.
They are feeling so much, here we go again, energy when it comes to this team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the team they lost against,
unreal.
And the guy they lost against does the same thing that Reggie Miller did to them 30-plus years ago with the choke job. You know what? Let's just let Kevin Harlan take it away. TNT, I'll play the sound, Carter.
Indiana with it. Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And goal! He got it!
So they were in Madison Square Garden.
Unreal.
So that is quiet.
Unreal.
That is a quiet crowd in the background and a nervous crowd because they blew, the New York Knicks blew, a 9-point lead in the final minute. And with 40 seconds to go, like 41 seconds to go, they had an 8-point lead. How do you lose that game?
I mean, now, OG the ball and dunk it.
Thank you. Well, that ended up being a 2-point shot. His foot was on the line. So it went to overtime, and they had another lead in overtime. But Tyrese Halliburton, Aaron Naismith turning into Stephen freaking Curry, 8 of 9 from beyond the arc, 30 points for him. He was the reason they even got to overtime, and Halliburton had that shot. And if the call doesn't do it justice if you don't see the play, the ball literally bounced and then went all the way up to Jupiter, came all the way back down and went in the hoop. That honestly, if I'm a Knicks fan, that hurts me more. The fact that it bounced all the way up in the air and went down the way it did. It's like, are you serious? Seriously.
How about Carl Anthony Towns? They have a whole new, there's like a whole new like drink special for him at Hot Dog on a Stick. It's called Lemon Booty.
Oh,
and
that's no.
They've got it on the menu right now. Him bricking that second free throw. I mean, you got to be kidding.
Oh, the collective gasp in Madison Square Garden when he met, because they would have put him up 4 and they probably, probably would have won the game then, but they should have won the game so many different times. I mean, they had a 5-point lead, I think, at one point with 34 seconds to go, and there was a 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. So all you need to do, run it, even if you miss the shot, run it down to whatever it is, 10, 14 seconds, and you have a 5-point lead. You can't lose the game at that point.
It's unbelievable.
So I put that on Tom Thibodeau. I put that on the players, Jalen Brunson, Carl Anthony Towns, Josh Hart, everyone.
He hit the choke thing. So I was telling you guys before the series started that for me, right, some of my formative years of basketball love were the Knicks on Sunday. Like, I would call it the matinee special,
sure.
9 or noon.
Pat Ewing.
With Peter Vesey, you know, interviewing people coming in and out of the locker room. You know, NBC on NBA, or NBA on NBC, excuse me. You know, the round ball rock sound that we're all accustomed to hearing now
coming
that
back.
We're coming back.
Yep.
But, like, Knicks-Pacers was, like, 6 years in a row from, like, 93 to 2000 or whatever the specific dates were. That was one of the great rivalries in any sport that I had no attachment to whatsoever, other than just being a fan of the sport. And so when I saw him hit the choke thing and I saw, you know, populate all over the internet, I got all the feels. I got all the feels. They had Reggie Miller in pregame with Draymond Green and all the guys from TNT and Charles Barkley and everything. And Reggie was going through the hatred back and forth. He goes, I was 3-3 in the matchup between Pacers Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how it was very, like, a rivalry has to be somewhat balanced.
Correct.
Right? And he was talking about why they hated each other. And everybody hates John Starks now, but people don't remember. Like, John Starks was a great competitor.
Yep.
Great competitor. For Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers to come back and win that game, and Obi Toppin having a big play, the New York boy who was at one point a New York Knick.
He was.
Just, there's layers to this bad boy.
Absolutely. And shout out to those watching on
Naismith,
Twitter.
Naismith, are you kidding me?
Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We would love your participation today. Again, 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text, Joe.
All right, I have a question. My boy, Della, who is always just feeding me Nuggy Nugs, all right, and I love you. He's kind of like a, you know, like some rappers have a ghostwriter. Every now and then, I'll get a ghost take from my boy, Della, and I think this is one of the greatest questions of all
time.
Does
he ghost ride the whip?
Well, I just want to give it to him. What's worse, us not drafting Halliburton,
ooh,
or the Kings having him, then trading him away?
Oh, it's the Kings, absolutely. You had him, and you chose De'Aaron Fox, who's not even on your team anymore, over him.
They took three point guards in a row, basically, the Kings. They took De'Aaron Fox, Halliburton, and Davion Mitchell.
And now they're left with who? Malik Monk? And Domantas Sabonis?
The Bulls?
And
the carcass of the Bulls?
Basically, and then they got DeMar DeRozan.
No.
Like, come on. Not DeRozan. He's DeFrozen at this point. He's in the hyperbaric chamber. I don't know what he's doing out there.
Do you think that the Pacers care even a little about anything Sabonis does?
No. You think the Oklahoma City Thunder? He was at Oklahoma City Thunder at one point, Domantas Sabonis.
I liked him at Gonzaga.
We all did. Listen. He's a fine player. He's very fine.
He had a good year. He is.
A very fine player. He's limited, though. He can't be your number one. I don't think he can be your number two. He's probably number three option, which is okay, but not when he's act to be like your number one if you're Sacramento. If I was Sacramento, I was watching that, and I've been watching Tyrese Halliburton go from all of a sudden these last few months, by the way, most overrated player, according to the players when they pulled a bunch of them.
That has not aged well.
No, he's gone from overrated to underrated within the span of the last month.
Well,
he's
now,
incredible.
Now he's just...
He's properly rated. Now, he's an all-star.
The shovel pass was unbelievable. I mean, multiple shots late. He's... And this Naismith guy...
Oh, my God.
I've never seen a dude hit four off-balance shots like that. That was incredible.
Outside of maybe Steph Curry.
No, but, I'm talking about a guy who's a nobody that we've never even heard of. Like, Steph Curry, I expect that from. He's one of the greatest players of all time. You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me?
I know. It was one of the all-time collapses, though. So every great comeback is coupled with a horrible collapse. 28-3, right? Falcons, Patriots. I think that, for me, is probably on Exhibit A, and I know Kyle Shanahan knows all about that. He somehow gets the blame.
Was Shanahan the offensive coordinator last
night for the
Knicks?
I know, it's hilarious. By the way, we'll get to the 49ers because Brock Purdy did speak to the media yesterday. His deal now finalized.
Kyle Thibodeau.
Kurt Warner speaking. Was that yesterday or the day before? Kurt Warner
I've got
talking with Will and
very
Diggs.
Specific Purdy thoughts, and I owe some people an apology.
Okay, we'll get to that. Maybe we'll see if the apology's accepted or not. Justin Verlander, he's on the IL with Peck discomfort. He spoke to the media yesterday. Giants fall to the Royals and lose that series. They lost two out of their last three series against teams over 500, albeit a sweep of the A's in between that.
Lamar Wade's still trying to figure out how to field the bunt.
I literally just checked my phone because I wasn't watching. I was watching in between the game, and I just see Carter like, oh my God, Lamont, what are you doing? It was just, and then I see Sam saying, Bill Buckner could have made that play. I was like, was it that bad? Oh my God. Rest in peace, Bill Buckner, by the way.
And Bill Buckner was a really good player.
He was.
I know we remember the awful thing. Bill Buckner was a really good player.
And he was a Bay Area guy. Again, I'm talking about claiming the Bay Area is from Vallejo. So let's protect our own around here. Okay?
I have always had tremendous empathy for him.
Do you have tremendous empathy for one David Sampson, who's going to be joining us at 8 o'clock, former Marlins president, now with Metalark Media, of course, with Dan Le Batard and all them. He'll join us at 8 to talk a lot about finances, contracts. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Well, the
in
Niners.
That regards, the networks, the NBC is trying to take ESPN and their baseball package. They already have the NBA, so they're trying to go into MLB now. How does that all work?
Yeah.
Then Larry Bear, Giants president, 920. Can't wait for that, can you? Larry Bear. Larry B, your boy.
I'm ready for
you
it.
You love some Larry B.
Well, I just want to get close to the money. It's a joke.
I don't know if it is. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Hondo Vallejo.
And that fan base, and some of those players forever. Even if they come out and win the series, which, I mean, I don't even know. It's a game one. But those losses stick with you forever.
Thank you, Sandlot.
My dad told a story going back many, many, many years, okay? And I've heard this story so many times, I feel like I was there. We all have family stories like that.
Absolutely. By the way, we're talking about the Knicks blowing a 9-point final minute lead in regulation against the Indiana Pacers in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. And it's going to overtime, and they lost that one. And Tyrese Halliburton with an incredible shot that bounced all the way up to the heavens above, and it went in, tied the game. and he was doing the Reggie Miller choke job symbol to the rest of Madison Square Garden. And Spike Lee, I'm sure, was there somewhere, and they kept panning to him. So continue.
Why do you think, and you're a lot younger, and so maybe you don't, I obsess about the history of the Niners, right?
That's fine.
A lot of people don't know the backstory on the catch. You know, like, if I say to you, why was the catch such a powerful moment, Dwight Clark, Joe Montana versus the Cowboys?
Changing of the guard, now we see that, in, like, in hindsight. But at the time, it was just the biggest win for that franchise up to that point.
Okay. If you dig a little deeper, in the 70s, the Cowboys and Niners faced each other over and over and over again in the playoffs. And if I say the name Preston Riley to a bunch of old school Niner fans, okay, they're going to know exactly what I'm saying. And Preston Riley was the guy who couldn't recover the onside kick in the 72 playoff game after losing the first ever NFC Championship game, which was the final game ever at Kezar. They lost again the following year, and then they played again in the third year in the divisional round, okay? Niners-Cowboys. They kept facing each other over and over. Don Morton and Roger Staubach used to get flipped out for each other all the time by Tom Landry. The Niners had an 18-point lead in this game. My dad and John Bologna, his lifelong friend, best friend, family friend, they went to the game as high schoolers. They left the game early in the fourth quarter to catch the bus home.
That's such a Bob Spadoni move.
They left the game early to catch the bus home. Listen to the game on the radio, in the bus, on the Muni, on the way back home. The Niners blew an 18-point lead where Staubach comes back into the game, okay, replaces Morton, and throws a touchdown pass. They do an onside kick late in the game that Preston Riley fails to recover. The Cowboys end up scoring again. And then John Brody throws a deep pass that gets negated by a hold call, and on the very next play, throws an interception to lose the game. And my dad and John Bologna have told that story to me hundreds of times. So much so that I had never seen the YouTube film until about 10 years ago, and it was as if I was there myself. I have now watched that game back 1,000 times, and how the Niners lost that game is beyond me. So when the Niners finally beat the Cowboys in 1981, it wasn't just the changing of the guard. For people my dad's age, it was, oh my God, we have finally overcome the demon of blowing an 18-point lead to the Cowboys and losing three consecutive years in a row in the playoffs to the Cowboys. And you lost in one of the most horrific ways of all time. I mean, prior to some of the other, you know, crazy things that have happened at the end of games in the NFL, prior to the catch, one of the seminal moments late in the game was the recovered onside kick with Preston Riley fumbling the ball. Yeah. It's one of the great late game gaffes, kind of like how the Knicks are going to be remembered for gaffing it away. And so when these things happen to you, like what happened to the Knicks last night, it doesn't just carry on to you. I wasn't even alive. It's 10 years before I was even born. And I know the story like I was there with my dad. And he said to me for years growing up, we will never leave a game early. Because the one time I left a game early, the Niners blew the divisional round playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys when me and John Bologna decided to catch the Muni bus home a little early because we thought they had it in the bag.
Yep. The worst thing you could ever say, by the way. They have it in the bag. Although you guys were all scared of me during, I think, a Warriors playoff game.
I almost killed you.
You almost killed me. And you guys thought, oh, you're
game one against
it.
The Timberwolves.
You're jinxing it. They're going to come back. No, they're not. They won the game. They
know exactly somewhere, somewhere in New York, there's like a Knicks fan version of Joe Spadoni that said that exact same thing last night. And that's what happened.
No, because he was wrong and I was right. So there you go.
So that, well, it just shows how dangerous statements like that are.
Now I'm going to give you my own particular, you know, one that sticks with me for the rest of my life.
Talking soul-crushing losses in our lifetime. We would love to hear from you, 888-957-9570.
I've talked about this game a lot. Look, losing Game 7 to LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, being tied
on
2 minutes ago.
On Father's Day.
It's one of the worst losses. I'll never get over it. No. I don't care what happened with KD after. just that game. I will never get over that game. Anderson Varejão, just the worst 2 minutes of his life in Game 7. It was just Festus fouling LeBron. It was awful.
It went from the greatest season ever to the worst season ever in a span of just a week.
And it's one of his famous highlights.
That is going to be his it's his crowning achievement. I know.
But I think for a lot of people my age, if I just say Game 6, it's either Clay or it's Scott Spezia that comes to mind. And one of the worst losses
the soul
of all
patch,
time.
Scott Spezia?
Scott Spezia hitting a home run off of Felix Rodriguez when the Giants were winning and Dusty Baker flipped the ball to Russ Ortiz. I'll never forget leaving the butcher shop. This is when I actually was one. And I hopped, this is before, like, the internet was in your hand, as in the phone. I left Tower Market. The Giants were winning. I was on my way to Matt Murphy's house. He was plasticking his room so we could celebrate with champagne.
Oh, like you guys were in like the locker room. You guys were doing that.
I'm joking?
No, I'm not. I'm serious.
I'm dead serious. I was on Muni. I got off Muni and looked inside of a bar because I was too young to be in a bar and saw what happened. Here is the play.
Yadikata.
It's okay. He gave me the look and everything.
It's okay. It's all right. He'll let us know. He's playing it off the computer
right
now. There's levels to it.
If you say Darren Erstad, if you say David Eckstein, Tim Salmon, Sean Figgins, Alex Ochoa, Garrett Anderson, Troy Gloss.
Hey, Spezia was underrated.
My head explodes.
Spezia, underrated player, by the way. Great utility guy. Can play everywhere. I think he was a backup for Scott Rolen in St. Louis.
I just say Scott Spezia to a diehard Giants fan, they want to vomit.
Well, there's certain names like that. For me, as we're efforting that call, it always goes back to the 2014 AL wildcard game. I mean, John Lester just refusing to throw to first base when you're a left-handed pitcher. Just looking at him. Just looking at Lorenzo Cain. Looking at Jerrod Dyson. Looking at Terrence Gore. Like, who is that? Like,
was that a do-or-die wildcard game?
It was a do-or-die. So, it was a do-or-die. So I think that might have been the first one or one of the first
ones. What makes this a little unique, it's game one. You know, J.R. Smith doing what he did with LeBron when they called the timeout for a lot of Cleveland fans because they were livid.
That was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, performance I've ever seen in a finals game that LeBron did in that game.
Warriors should lost that game.
He was so good. And for all of it to come down to J.R. Smith, and the meme is so good. What the hell are you doing?
But Joe, you don't get over some of these losses in a series.
Yeah.
At the end, when it's game seven, I get game six, every single Giants fan knew on the planet, we lost that way.
Yep.
There's not a chance in hell we're winning game seven, and it all was because of this.
The count full to Spezia, 3-2. Big pitch coming up. Rodriguez sets the 3-2 pitch, is belted to right field. Back on it goes Sanders at the wall. He can't get it. Home run.
Felix Rodriguez was never the same. He actually was good at one point and was never the same. And it's one of the backbreaking moments of all time in San Francisco Giants history. I was convinced we were cursed. I was convinced we would never win. I was convinced we would never get over it.
Angels Radio Network with the call right there. Yeah, that was one of the ones you look back on and say that was the moment. I look back, we were talking about it yesterday, actually. You know, David Freese getting that clutch hit, clutch double, then the home run, Albert Pujols, all of it. When the Cardinals came back to beat the Texas Rangers, who were in their second consecutive World Series, they were a strike away twice in Game 6. Neftali Feliz, the closer,
then. Yeah, he was awesome.
That team, we forget that Rangers team was stacked.
Yes.
So Josh Hamilton was insane then. Nelson Cruz
Elvis
was a baller.
Andrews
Elvis
Andrews.
Young Elvis, yeah.
He was sick, dude.
Yep.
Was Michael Young on that
Michael
team?
Michael Young, oh, so good.
He was a really good
David
player.
Murphy, remember that guy?
He was really
Ian Kinsler.
Yeah.
Right? No, that team was really good.
It's a really good team.
And they were struck away really twice. And then you knew once it got to the Game 7, they lost the game in excruciating fashion like that. You're not winning Game 7.
No, it's backbreaking.
You're done.
You're backbreaking. And it's just, man, I'm telling you, man, things happen in sports that scars a fan base for the rest of their lives.
And we'll continue talking about that because that's what we do on radio. We talk about scars in our lives when it comes to sports because that's what brings us all together at the end of the day, right? Victor in Pittsburgh, will get to you on the other side. Talking about misery in sports, what's better than that? It's brought to you by Lucky California.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fans, nothing brings us together more than talking about our worst losses, because wins are gonna be, it's like, no one, that's great.
Do you remember any of your sports losses from when you actually played?
I remember a couple of them, but I played not like in high school super competitively to the point where like I cared that much about wins and losses, because I played water polo in high school, okay. And we were like an expand, like we had just started water polo, so we were kind of like, gotcha. We had some wins.
I don't understand water polo.
Exactly. So like we didn't like have like a great season, but we had a couple wins here and there, but nothing like soul crushing. Like some of the like Carmel or some of the teams that have been playing for a long time, like they schooled us or they would beat us. And it's like, whatever, because we were just starting as a program.
Totally.
But like in Little League, yeah, we'd have some ones that were like, how do we lose to that team sort of a thing? Because like we were kind of in the middle, not great, not bad, but like hovering, if you will. And I remember this one play that cost us. It was actually kind of brutal because I feel bad for the kid.
You always remember the losses way more than the win.
I remember because I was in the dugout at the time. I was a pinch hitter, but I was waiting to get in. But we were pitching, and we tried to get the runner at third base. We were trying to pick him off or something, and the guy spins around. And mind you, 8-9 years old, Joe. Like, we probably shouldn't have been, like, what are we doing here? We're not professionals. We're not in high school. Trying to pick off the runner at third. Like, we're overthinking it. Turn around. Kid at third base wasn't paying attention. Was wearing glasses. Gets hit right in the eye. Just
oh my
boom,
goodness.
Right in the face. Stop play. Gee, like, just like, oh my God. Oh, the runner ends up scoring, by the way. So that wasn't a good look either. But that's what I remember. If that, I don't know if that answers your question, but that's what I remember.
Isn't it weird?
Soul crushing losses. I kind of felt more bad for the kid because he's going to remember that for the rest of his life. Just getting hit right in the face. Never wanted to play baseball again, probably.
Well, things that I think of is like during these, like, so for Indiana Pacer fans this morning, they're going to remember that sequence and those shots and that ball in the air forever in a good way.
Oh, it felt like 10 years, probably.
Exactly.
But it was literally like a millisecond.
Right, yeah. And then you think about how the Knicks are going to feel about something. One of the greatest moments in Seattle sports history is the Sherman Crabtree play. It's also simultaneously one of the biggest soul-crushing losses for any 49er fan about my age.
Right.
It is the greatest Seattle sports moment outside of Griffey, you know, sliding into home.
Beastquake, I'd pull up there. Marshawn Lynch.
I think Sherman. They went to the Super Bowl.
I know. I'm just, you're putting, it's on the list. Beastquake is on the list.
For Crabtree, like, Crabtree was open, and Sherman twisted in the air, batted it back, and Malcolm Smith happened to be there.
It was an incredible play.
It was either you're winning, you're in the Niners, you're winning, you're going to the Super Bowl, you're losing, and you're not going to the Super Bowl. But I think about the duality of the greatest Seattle sports moment ever and ending Harbaugh and the Niners and crushing our souls.
That's one.
Right, and the last great Kaepernick moment, you know?
There's a lot of crushing Bay Area defeats, actually. We've had a lot of success here, and don't get it twisted. We are one of the most successful areas in American sports when it comes to championships. But that doesn't mean we don't have a lot of losses. I mean, you go to the A's. I mean, Kirk Gibson on line one.
I know.
Game one.
It's one of the most seminal moments in sports history.
1988 World Series.
I'm still mad.
Right? There you go.
I actually wanted the A's to win.
No, my dad too. My dad's a big Giants fan like you, and that's the one time he'll root for the A's is when they were playing the Dodgers.
I still can't believe it.
And that's when the term was coined by Dennis Eckersley, Bay Area guy, Fremont, California. I'm sure he doesn't claim San Francisco. It's what he said. He coined the term walk-off. It was a walk-off.
It was just incredible.
There you go.
You know, like I think about the Derek Jeter play. That is one of the seminal moments in the history of baseball, right?
I still think he was safe. If we had instant replay back there, I think he was safe. But you got to slide.
But, Joe, isn't it? It's the highlight you see all over, okay? I think about the LeBron batting Iggy is on every finals montage when they come back and forth from the break, and it's one of our lowest moments.
There you go.
I think about Kyrie shooting it over whoever was closing him out. I forget who. Like, that's one of our worst moments.
And Steph, doing the why are you doing a behind-the-back pass? Why are you doing that? What in that situation?
My dad broke the remote. I'll never forget it. Eating just dinner in silence with Grandpa, and my wife was ready to kill all of us. And
I don't mean to. Well, I'm laughing because that's what you remember, though. Like, because in hindsight, you won more, and it's okay. But I feel that presence because I'm that guy, just sitting in silence and just seething.
I almost being broke so the television. Mad.
No, I feel you. I feel you on that. Your dad was probably like,
I can't find the Tom.
That was him.
Like, look, the Niners losing a 10-point lead to the Rams in SoFi Stadium, which is Stafford's finest moment outside of the Super Bowl win, but that 10-point comeback, and I had to be there firsthand to be able to walk out on that, soul-crushing. New York Giants, NFC Championship game at home in the drizzle. Having Eli Manning do that and Kyle Williams do what he did for us, soul-crushing. It's just the Niners have given me, in my adult life, more soul-crushing losses than any other team. It's not even close.
Well, I mean, they've lost three Super Bowls in the last decade plus.
And there's an argument to be made. They could have won every one of them.
They could have.
And the worst part about it is the 3rd and 18 pass to Tyreek is one of the great highlights in Mahomes' career.
Yep.
And it's one of our lowest moments.
What made the first one against the Ravens just that much worse is because he came back. It wouldn't be one thing if he just got blown out, because they were getting blown out at one point after the Jacoby Jones return. To start the
Bruce
half.
Miller hold on the kick return at the start of the second half.
Right.
Sticks in my head. Deer antler spray. I hate Ray Lewis.
Deer antler spray. That's like the fourth reference we've had in the last
week. I hate him so much. It came out that week.
I know.
Why didn't he? Look, I hate. He tore his pec. Everyone's out for the year. And somehow, he's back.
I know. Well, that's the grit and mentality of a Ray Lewis. Victor in Pittsburgh wants to join in the conversation. We're talking soul crushing losses. After the Knicks blew a 9-point lead in the final minute of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals and eventually fall in overtime 138-135 to the Indiana Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton hits the shot to send it to overtime. He does the choke job symbol a la Reggie Miller, who was coincidentally on the call for TNT. There's just so much baked into it. Yesterday was incredible, by the way. You had the Giants falling to the Royals. That sucks. But we had the Valkyries. Shout out the Valkyries. First ever win
Yay!
In the history of their franchise against the Washington Mystics yesterday at Chase Center. We'll play the call at one point. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. So we'll have that. That was awesome. By the way, did you guys see who was sitting courtside at that game at Chase Center yesterday? Former Warrior and champion Jordan Poole.
Oh, who cares?
I'm just saying. Just saying. But he was wearing red. Washington, D.C. That's where he plays for the Wizards. Washington,
by the way, I want to make this very clear.
I think
clear.
Pods was there, too.
I want to close the book on Ray Lewis for just a second.
Like, oh, my Ray Lewis, God. Ray Why Lewis are we talking Ray
is
Lewis?
A great player.
Yeah, he was one of the greatest linebackers in the history of the sport.
He tore his right tricep. This was 2013, NFL.com. Tore his right tricep. And according to a piece published by SI.com, Sports Illustrated, Lewis allegedly attempted to obtain deer antler spray, which contains IGF-1, a substance that's been banned by the NFL and every professional sport league in the Olympics.
What are we doing?
2 years ago, he got the exact same report from Sports Illustrated. And you know what? I haven't tested positive. It's a natural anabolic hormone that stimulates growth hormone growth for a player and plays an important role in childhood growth and development. So, yeah, deer antler spray. Ray Lewis did it. I'm sorry. It's just...
I mean, it sounds like he was just trying to get better. He's trying to recover faster. What's wrong with that? I'm all for anyone trying to better their health, and that's what Ray Lewis is trying to do.
Stop
Good for
it.
Him. Victor, Pittsburgh, what's that soul-crushing loss that sticks with you, Victor? Good morning.
Morning, fellas. For me, honestly, I have a couple. obviously, the Niners, but the one that stands out the most for me was the... NFC Championship game that we lost to the Giants. I was there. The week before that, I was at the Saints game. One of the best games I've ever been to.
Of all time.
Then we went. Yes, best game. I remember the crowd. People around me were saying we already had lost. I was like, no, we still got it. There's still time on the clock. But anyways, the hardest one for me was probably the Giants one because we had such a great game before that, and then we had this upset. Hurt me so much. I'm not going to lie. I had tears in my eyes.
We all did.
And Victor, yeah. It was like a swamp, too. The field was just a muddy
and
muddled
mess. It was the saddest walk out of Candlestick I had ever had.
Thank
How
you,
about
Vic.
You?
Thank you, Victor. No, Victor hung up. But that's all right. No, but that's a good one. Like that, to lose to Eli Manning, and I get it. He's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame.
I know.
Everyone's going to Kyle Williams.
Bradshaw fumbled.
But what's annoying to me is that Eli Manning is going to go to the Hall of Fame because he basically just had two runs in his entire career. And they're incredible. And they beat Tom Brady, and that's part of it. And they beat the Niners on the way. And I feel like a lot of Niners fans are looking at that game in particular and saying, man, if we won. Actually, they had a trip to play the Patriots a couple different times, right, in the Super Bowl. And I feel like you loved your chances in all of those. Had you gotten there, you just didn't. And baked into all of it, they've gone to three Super Bowls still. They still could have closed the door. Joe, I'm all in on the Niners' misery now. Like Joe, for fans, that is the team that if a lot of people my age, Joe.
We've been tortured.
My age, Carter's age, like they are. That's all they've known.
No one has knocked on the door more without a title.
Yes.
In recent 30-year history, Vernon Davis in that game went, whatever, 80 yards, 75 yep. yards. And then jumped on the light pole, the stand, the cement. You remember that?
Yeah.
He jumped on it and then put his hands on his chest and was looking at the crowd. Tony Montana. Tony Montana. I swear to God that was their best defense ever. That team, why in the 2011, it's not just Kyle Williams, we were throwing fades to Brett Swain in that game on third down. I'm just going to look it up. What was Alex Smith?
His bold
One
strategy.
1,000 for third down. It was just Victor Cruz destroyed us in that game.
Yeah. He was doing the salsa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.